Blog Talk Radio.
All right, and we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And it looks like we have a couple callers here in the queue. We will be with you momentarily, and go ahead and take your calls here momentarily. But once more, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. Have some great specials going on over there today. We have the 10-minute sale, and we also have the 1 hour on sale as well. And we also do a subscription base on there. So anyone wants to sign up for spiritual counseling, a private reading, or whatever, can check out our website at howpsychic.com. Lighting your way. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our callers for today. As we bring you on air, you're going to state your name, where you're calling from, and you're going to go right into your question. First caller for today is area code 812. Hello, caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, this is Cheryl from Indiana. And
yes, hello, Cheryl.
Hi. My question is, my mother has COPD, and we just found out she has lung cancer, and my sisters and I are just wondering if you could give us any kind of insight on, you know, they're not going to do anything to fight it.
Okay, and you want to have some insight as to what's really going to happen here and kind of like how long the process might be?
Yes, please.
Okay, well, first of all, you know, I'm sorry to hear about this person's conditions. However, when we go through life and we end up with health problems, whether they be minor or major, these health problems are normally linked to something that, you know, we're lacking in our lives or something we could have done differently. For some people, it seems to be karmically related. For other people, it could be any number of reasonings, okay? But let me see what I can find out, and I'll give you the info here momentarily.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Now, what I'm seeing here is that it's going to be somewhat lengthy. Okay? Mm-hmm. I don't see this individual leaving this world within this year. I feel, you know, maybe sometime next year or down the road, that's, you know, likely, but all I can see is within this year right now for this individual. I do not see them leaving within this year, this world, and I do feel that there is a fight going on spiritually within this individual right now between kind of the dark and the light. I'm not going to say good and evil because it's too, you know, religiously oriented in that direction. I'm going to say between the dark side and the light side of their inner self, okay? And
okay.
I feel that there is a likelihood that with the right environment, with the right surroundings and the right positive people in one's life, this individual could end up making a full recovery even without the medical attention. Sometimes the way we feel, sometimes the way we project, and sometimes the environment can have a big impact on whatever health conditions we're going through, no matter how major or minor, no matter what the conditions are. I've known people to have stories about people where they've had cancer, brain cancer, and they've been able to just miraculously heal, but it's due to staying away from the stigma that comes in people's minds when someone is aware that you have cancer, or even when you're aware that you have cancer yourself. You have to stay away from that negative. I feel this person could make a turnaround, okay? But it's all about the environment. Now, I feel that it's going to take some time, and if anything, I feel that it's going to be somewhat of an easy transition for them whenever they do go. I just don't have too many details on this for you at this time, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right, well,
that,
thank you for calling in, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. And our next caller for today is area code 843. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Kimberly, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And my question is about moving to Georgia. Just want to know my main purpose for moving.
Okay, well, let me ask you, what is your main purpose for moving? Because it seems to me that you're needing to move in order to, you know, remove yourself from an area that's been very problematic for you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's closer.
Well,
to
you know.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, honey, I think you know the answer. You're just trying to confirm it over here. But this is supposed to be a brand new start for you. Now, what I am going to tell you is that no matter where you go or whatever we do in life, you or anybody else for that matter, we can never run away from the root of our problems, where those problems began, okay? And we have to be able to learn from each problem that we come against, and we have to be grateful for those, because everything we face in life teaches us a lesson, whether it be good or bad, okay?
Right.
And what's being spoken to you right now is, yes, this is going to be a new beginning for you. It might be an area where opportunity is a little better, okay? But remember, you still have to learn the lessons of what you were going through. That's all.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, you will succeed as you come out here. What part of Georgia are you coming to?
I am looking at, I've applied for jobs in like in Marietta, Gwinnett,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In places outside Cobb, DeKalb counties, outside Atlanta.
Okay. Cobb County and Atlanta are going to be your best bets, honey. Okay.
Okay.
Marietta, I'm in Marietta, and I can feel the energy very clearly out here.
Okay.
The energy out here is good. It's okay, but it's not going to provide you with something that's going to help you down the road.
Okay.
It'll help you now, but if you go over to Atlanta, you'll be able to get something that it helps you now and for down the road. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Something that has room for growth. Okay.
Okay.
So, you know, you can live in one area and commute to the other, but it's all about how far you're willing to travel and that kind of thing. And I think you're a little willing because of the need, but in another aspect, you know, I don't think you really want to do the traveling. So, if anything, try and stick around right downtown Atlanta or somewhere closer to the outskirts. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in and have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. And if you're calling into today's show and would like to have your question answered live and on air, please don't forget to push the number 1 on your touchtone phone as you've already called in. This will alert us that you have your hand raised and then the cue to ask your question. For those of you tuning in and listening today, for those of you that would like a private reading with myself, we have our website at howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com. For all of your private reading needs, we have a lot of great specials going on right now. We have the 10-minute special for only $5. We also have some other great specials, so please check out the website, and you can get your private reading booked ASAP. All right, and we have a couple other callers here. I don't know if you have the ability to raise your hand or not based upon the phone that you're calling from, so we're going to go ahead and try you out. The first one is area code 727. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name's Lisa. I'm calling from Florida.
Okay, I didn't quite catch that first part. I'm sorry.
Oh, my name's Lisa, and I'm calling from Florida.
Okay, Lisa in Florida, and how can I help you?
Yeah, I'm just going through a lot of stuff right now where I just feel really lost, and I'm trying to kind of get my life back in order. Just wondering if you like, can you see a time that things are going to start to kind of fall into place for me?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of, I feel really out of balance. I'm trying to kind of get that back. You know what I mean?
Understandable. Okay. We're looking anywhere between the 27th to about the 29th of this month being a much more auspicious time for you getting your life back on track. Okay. I'm going to go into two different subjects here for you. Okay. Because I'm kind of getting two different things. First thing I'm going to touch basis on, which is the most important, okay? And that's going to be the roof of your head and the food in your stomach, okay? Right now, it seems that you still have a roof over your head and food in your stomach. However, it has been somewhat threatened, okay? Right now, I want you to stop worrying about, you know, having that fear as to what may not be there for you tomorrow and focus, you know, just trying to be positive and manifesting. God will provide. God will provide. And while you're doing that, continue to look for means to help yourself get out of this rut. Okay? Every time you've tried to claw your way out of this hole, you feel like you're only digging yourself deeper into the hole. Well, in certain aspects, that may seem to be true. However, I do see you overcoming this. I see you succeeding because I'm seeing a crown around your head, and that means success. Okay? You will bounce back. You will succeed. And I know so many people have tried to take advantage of you. This is also a lesson for you to be able to stand up and say, no, it's good to be a kind person. It's good to be a good person and care about others. But it's not good to do it so much until it hurts. Okay? So that lesson now is about being able to stand up for yourself and do for yourself. Second of all, the other thing that I'm going to go into here is I know the love life has been quite a bit rocky, and lately now where the focus has been on the love life for quite some time, it's beginning to shift into where it needs to be for right now, which is your well-being. Okay. However, the love life will improve for you. I also know that there may be a move in your future sometime in the next few months within this year, and this move for you is actually going to be very auspicious and very good because it's going to bring you to that area where you're going to have the people around you that are going to appreciate you and have the gratitude for what you can do and provide, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. And if you want, I suggest getting a private reading with me because I could really help you out on this.
Okay. Thank you so much, Adam.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Reverend Adam. Bye-bye.
All right. Anybody wants to call me Adam, Reverend Adam, I don't care. It's whatever you want to call me. All right. We have another call here at 217. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Vicky. I'm calling from Illinois.
Okay. Did I catch your name correctly? You said your name was Vicky in Illinois?
Yeah.
Okay. And how can I help you, sweetie?
Well, I was just wondering about relationships. There's this guy that I really like, and I was wondering whether...
Okay, let me stop you right there. Do you know a Tom?
No, I don't know.
Okay, because I get the name Tom. Just keep that in mind. Now, there's this guy that you like.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to ask about him. Go ahead.
Right. I just wondered whether it's going to go anywhere long-term or not.
Okay. May I have the first name only, please?
Patrick.
Patrick. Ooh. Okay. All right, I need to pinpoint this a little bit more. What state is he in? Is he near you? Same state?
Missouri.
Different state? Missouri? Okay. And you were in what state again?
Illinois.
So he is in a different state because I'm trying,
yeah.
It's telling me to pinpoint where he is. There's a distance. Okay, good. I am picking up on this. I'm just needing to confirm.
Sure.
All right, I get a big smile on his face, so he seems to be very happy being in contact and knowing you and communication, that sort of thing. He does tend to disappear and not contact so much sometimes because that's the distance there. That's not anything to really worry about. It does look like this will be good. You know, I say continue to try and pursue it, but remember, never put yourself on hold, and this applies to anyone. Never put yourself on hold for anyone until you are fully in a committed relationship with them. Okay?
Yeah.
It's okay to explore it, but don't close down other options that might come your way as well.
Right, because, you know, the thing is that I do have strong feelings, but we haven't even, you know, we're not even communicating at that level or anything like that. It's just a lot of attraction, at least for me. And, you know, and because of the distance and also I'm not 100% sure of his relationship status. So, you know, I just don't know how to... You know, is he going to ask me out or not, or, you know?
Well, okay, we only do one question really per caller, okay?
Okay.
But I understand all your great concerns, and this I would be very happy to help you with in the private reading, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. And for those of you that would like a private reading, once more, the website is howpsychic.com. That's howpsychic.com. And we're going to go ahead and move on now to our next caller for this evening. This is Tanya. And hello, Tanya. Are you with us?
Hi.
Hello there. And your name is Tanya, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And where are you located and how can I help you?
I'm in Windsor, Ontario.
Okay, sweetie. Are you a little bit away from the phone here? It sounds like you're calling from a distance here.
Sorry, I was away from further away from the laptop. I'm from Windsor, Ontario.
Okay. Now, go ahead and try and ask your question. I can barely hear you here.
I was just wondering if you see anyone in the near future.
Okay, relationship question. You want to know if you see anybody in the near... If I see anybody in the near future, I'm sorry. I'm picking up on your psychic ability here. Okay. all right, let me see. Ooh, the 18th is actually auspicious. What are you planning to do this Saturday?
This Saturday, I have nothing planned so far.
Okay, well, who knows? You might end up doing something on a whim, but Saturday seems to be sticking out to me very much so. That appears to be the 18th if I look at the calendar over here. And then we also find next month being very auspicious around the 7th to about the 14th. So, yes, I would say that you will end up finding someone pretty soon. Someone tangible is the term that comes to me. Tangible, meaning someone of value, someone that you're going to be able to relate with, someone that you might find attractive as well as vice versa. It feels like it could be something very very much of good value, okay?
Okay.
Once more, as I tell everyone, you know, keep yourself open, keep yourself options going. But I also tell people, you know, we can see a time in which you might meet someone. We can see a time in which, you know, things might happen. We'll tell you. But it's up to you to continue to do whatever you're doing to find that individual. Because I could tell you, oh, I see you meeting someone next month. I'm getting married a year from now. But if you don't do the work to look for that yourself, as well, then, you know, by the time that comes around, you're wondering, where is it? You know,
right.
God's only going to meet us halfway, you see.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Oh, wait a minute. By the way, there's a side note over here. One of my angels is tapping me on the shoulder saying, hey, listen, this guy in the past, okay, he means well, but he doesn't do well because he doesn't understand. He doesn't have the comprehension for anything. And it's going to take him too long to get his act together.
Okay. Wow.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right, for those of you tuning in and listening today, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. Some great specials going on over there. We have the 10-minute special. We have the one-hour special. We also do counseling subscription. So it's whatever you really want to do, and that's all up to you. But we at howpsychic.com are lighting your way. All right. Now, if you would like to call in to today's show, the call-in number is 619-789-6807. Once more, that is 619-789-6807. Our next caller for today is area code 503. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Elizabeth, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Yes, hello, Elizabeth, and how can I help you?
Well, I'd like some insight on my love life.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to be a little more specific?
Yes, I would like you to be a little bit more specific. I do general in the private sector, but I don't do general on the show.
Okay. My boyfriend and I are apart. It's been about 5 months. I've talked to him a couple times, and we've had cheery conversations. He basically has cold feet, and there's been interference by another person.
Okay.
And
has this interference been of a spiritual nature as well as a physical? Because I'm feeling that there is a spiritual attachment as well.
I don't know. This person claims to be one of those peace and love kind of people. She preaches it, but she doesn't show it. She's married, and she's spreading rumors about me. I've never met her.
She's a poser. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay,
fake.
Spiritual poser, that's what I call him. All right,
yeah.
Well, okay, that's why I'm feeling the spiritual attachment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my first inkling, because I'm also not only a reverend, but I'm a root doctor, so my first inkling when I feel that is possibly this person's worked some roots on them, you know. But I don't feel that being case. Now, roots would be dark magic, anything that, that, you know, it depends on the person throwing it. It could be good or bad. It's the intention that matters. But what I will say here is, because I'm picked up on this already, you've given me enough detail, okay? This individual is trying to hold on to him, and in certain ways he's holding on to her, because she represents the old paradigm, as we call it, or the old mentality for him, okay? And
yes.
For him, it's sort of like a drug, this mentality, this old paradigm. It's his addiction, nonetheless. Now, I would say that he has somewhat of an addictive personality, but he doesn't. Now, emotionally, he does.
You're right. We were both single for 2 years, and the person that he was involved with before me was married and ended up taking advantage of him emotionally, financially, physically.
Uh-huh.
And so it looks like he's fallen back into that same pattern.
Oh, yeah.
See,
he's used to being used, but he's also used to using others as he is being used by them.
Uh-huh.
You see, it's that, here's my insecurities. If you reinforce mine, I'm going to reinforce yours kind of paradigm.
Right.
And it sucks because at that point it becomes a self-feeding psychosis. You
uh-huh.
see what I'm saying?
I see.
And a psychosis mm-hmm. is sort of a one's, let's say, mental and emotional barriers or handicaps. A psychosis is what we would call it in psychology or, you know, something to that effect. What I would say here is that, you know, what you represent to him is the new paradigm.
Right.
Okay. Now, he finds himself attracted to you. I also feel there is a spiritual purpose behind why you two know each other, okay? And there may be some kindred spirits. It might be a twin flame. It might be a soulmate. Who knows?
Right.
I honestly am able to normally very much pick up on that very clearly, which one it is. But in this case, I really would need more time for that. And it's weird because I normally get it right away, no problem. I can announce it on the show. In this case, it seems to be overshadowed by his past. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And what I'm feeling here, now just bear with me, if you don't mind. Okay. What I'm feeling here is that this guy, you represent the new paradigm. You represent all that is within him to be good, all that is him that is good, you know. But that part of him is buried so far underneath the old paradigm, the old energy, the old way of thinking, that it's been like a caged up dog for many, many years, that once you open the cage, the dog's afraid to come out. And it'll just sit there in
yes.
the open cage, even with
yes.
the food right in front of him, you being the food,
yes.
okay?
Yes.
and it's where, you know, this man is wanting to wake up. He's wanting to do better. He's wanting to come to the reality, okay?
Right.
Yeah, he finds himself attracted to you. Now, I think he's as invested in it emotionally as you are? No. Because he's so much more invested emotionally in the old paradigm. Will
right.
he make it? Will he come out of this? Yes. It's also taking quite a long time longer.
Yes.
Okay. How long would I, you know, now I'm asking myself these questions for you. How long do we think it might take for this guy to really make this kind of improvement? Okay? Well, one, it could start this year. It could start tomorrow. It could have started today. In fact, some of it's already begun. But
I think so.
How long would it take him until he's at a point where he can have a healthy relationship with you?
Mm-hmm.
One that would benefit you and him all at the same time, but would not be reinforcing each other's psychoses. Okay?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Or neuroses, for that matter.
Right.
And neuroses is a bit deeper than psychoses, believe me. Now, this, we are talking about a matter of years instead of months.
Oh, boy.
I'm very honest. Forgive me, but I am. And the matter of years is where we come into play. It's going to take him a year and a half before he can get to that point. Okay?
Okay.
Then from that point on, it's going to take him about 3 to 5 years to fully recover from his old paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well.
But he hasn't even recovered enough to have a relationship right now.
Right,
he's just
right.
having one of the old paradigm because that's what helps reinforce the psychosis.
Yes. Yes.
So, sweetie, yeah, I think there is a connection here. In some ways, I think you're able to bring him the light. But like I tell other people, don't put yourself on hold for any given man until they are ready to commit.
Mhm.
Okay.
Yeah. I see that, and you're exactly right in everything you said. It's just that I have a job offer like across the United States, and
so go
in order.
Yeah, and I'm just afraid if I go, he'll give up on anything that we have.
If he does, then he's not worth it.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, and in another way, I don't want this married woman to think that she won.
Well, you know what? She's always going to end up getting her comeuppance in the end, just like anybody else that's negative. And they will always end up learning their lesson. Whether she ends up thinking that she won or not, who cares? That's
uh-huh.
No skin off your teeth. Is
yeah.
it?
No,
you know what, I want you, I'm going to tell you, reach out to me for a private consultation,
okay?
Okay? A private reading. You have my website?
No, I just tuned into the show. Can you give it to me, please?
Okay. My website is how, that's H-O-W,
yes.
psychic.com,
uh-huh.
Okay? So that's
okay.
H-O-W-P-S-Y-C-H-I-C.com. You
okay,
got that?
I will do. Yes, thank you.
Okay, great. And I will help you out further from there. Don't worry. You know, I even give a little bit of extra minutes when someone buys some minutes with me on there, okay? So
okay.
Just go from there and, you know, check out the website, and I'll get a hold of you when you've purchased something, and we'll set up your time.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. I'll listen to the rest of the show. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. And we have one last caller for tonight's show. We don't normally take these 11111 numbers, but this is area code 111. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Rev.
Hey there. How you doing?
I'm good. My name is Yvette. You know me.
Mm-hmm. Now, please state where you're calling from, Yvette.
California. Cali.
Okay,
Cali.
Wonderful. We do that for our listeners, too.
Of course.
All right. And what's going on, Yvette? How you doing? What's
Very
happening?
Good.
Who's not making movement yet? Let me ask you that.
That might be a private, but... That's funny.
Just
but
give
right
me a little
now.
Lowdown here.
I think the question is, I don't think I know now that... My boss is closing his store within probably,
uh-huh.
He said the lease is up within 6 months. Now it's probably 5 months. I want to know what that
uh-huh.
looks like for me sticking it out to the end and whatever else you were getting with that.
Okay. Okay, let me see. Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know we know. But I know.
Yeah, and it's so obvious that you guys know, but he's just not paying attention to the signs, is he?
Right.
Okay, you guys stick it out. It looks like he's going to be trying to screw a couple people over, so be careful.
Okay.
He's going through some financial difficulties. You guys will end up with some paychecks here, but in the end, the very end, he's going to try and screw somebody over. So just be careful. Keep your eyes peeled. You know for a reason. There's a reason you guys are knowing, and there's a reason why it's so obvious. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And plus, you guys do your research. Hello?
Right. Yeah.
Now, I'd say, though, that I don't feel this being your downfall. I feel this being liberating, okay?
Good. Me too.
Because something else is going to come in, and by way of blessing, be three times better than what you had.
That's what I'm looking for. Thank you. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And even though what you had was okay, you know, and I'd say in some ways good, you know, because you kind of worked closely with people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel whatever's happening is going to be better, okay?
Thank you.
And there's no real waiting time. There might be a short grace period, but other than that, you're not going to be sitting around waiting for months on end like so many people in the work field right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
All right. Now, where is this guy that we've spoken of before, I believe? He seems to have dropped off the radar.
He did. Yes. And I think it's, I don't want to say it's mutual, but I think at this point, yeah, he's not on my radar right now. And I think there's other people cooking on my radar. There's one guy that's coming.
Well, yeah, I'm getting some dings over here, so I know new people are showing up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this one, he's dropped off. I would not be surprised if he was out there going to be learning a lesson pretty soon.
Okay.
And that lesson might have to be a pretty obvious wake-up call. In certain aspects, there might be, you know, a brush or scare that wakes them up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But there are new dings on the radar or on the map. I'm being shown a map. You know how they do in the war offices, and they have those little LED lights lighting up as little pings on the map here and there?
Yes.
Well, that's what I'm seeing right now as far as your love life. There's a whole bunch lighting up all over the map right now.
Excellent.
And that means that your chances are definitely increasing. But as you have also raised in mental vibration and emotional and spiritual frequency, those of the old will now go away. Like he's, you know, still in the old mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's going away. But those of the same frequency and mentality are now beginning to come in for you.
Awesome.
Uh-huh. So you're getting higher quality.
Yes, yes.
Better mentality.
Yes.
This is what we needed, okay?
Yes, definitely. Thank you for that.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in and have a wonderful evening.
I'll keep you posted, buddy. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Well, we want to wish you all a good evening. But first, once more, we're going to announce our website, which is howpsychic.com. That's howpsychic.com. And some great specials over there. We have the 10-minute, we have the hour, and we have some other specials coming on and off periodically, so please check that out. But once more, we want to wish everyone namaste, love, light, and good night. Good night, everyone. Goodbye.